Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Men in Science podcast. Hope you all are staying safe and healthy out there and taking care of your families and your loved ones. And it's madness out there. And hope you're also finding ways to pass the time for those of you that aren't working currently because of the situation going on around the world. I'm actually enjoying some Jim Brewer stand-up comedy that I have paused on the TV so I can record this for you guys right now. It's a lot of stuff going on out there. It's madness, it's people going crazy for political stuff, crazy for entertainment stuff. I mean, I hope you don't mind, I'm actually almost eating some little Mandarin Halo orange thingies right now. I skipped breakfast, so I'm snacking on this as my breakfast right now. But yeah, I didn't really have a specific topic to discuss this week. That's why I just decided to title this one "More Things and More Stuff." I did do a couple of videos earlier in the week regarding the situation with WrestleMania, which, as we all know now, is going to take place over two evenings, on Saturday, April 4th and Sunday, April 5th. How they're going to manage that, I have no idea. It's going to be interesting, though. Because they did a good job with NXT last week. SmackDown was okay. Raw was okay. Now AEW this week. Holy shit, that was a great episode. And you guys know I've been very critical about AEW in the past. But I have to say, last night's episode, I'm recording this Thursday right now. Last night's episode of AEW Dynamite, I would say it's probably the best episode they've had since their debut. Because their handling of the whole running shows with no fans, I feel was done much better than WWE did. Because, one, they had the camera facing the entranceway, which made it easier to forget that there's no audience there. But also, they had some of the wrestlers that weren't booked for the show sitting in what would have been the audience for the show, and that helped make it a little more entertaining as well. Overall, the show was a good show. The women's match was eh. I didn't really care much for that. But that's just me. Because that's one of the things I've always been critical about with AEW, that their women's division isn't built strong enough, in my opinion. But aside from that, I thought it was a great show. The way Cody, Matt Jackson, and Kenny Omega opened up the show was great. And finally got to see the reveal of the Exalted One for the Dark Order. Turned out to be the former Luke Harper, Brody Lee. Which I thought was great. That was cool. And great to see him finally, getting to have fun again. Because we all know the story that he had asked for his release early last year and WWE decided not to do it. They extended his contract, I think, 6 months. And they finally granted his release a couple of months ago, or like more than a couple of months ago. So that's cool, and he, and the rest of the Dark Order decided to take out SCU, so that'll be a fun little story going on in a couple of weeks, or coming weeks, rather. And with Nick Jackson being taken out last week on Dynamite, he got crushed by a parking garage door thing, the metal doors that you bring up and down, And Jericho, and it was after the main event because it was the Inner Circle versus the Elite. It was 4-on-4 because the big Blood and Guts match is 5-on-5, which Blood and Guts is really just War Games without calling it War Games because WWE owns the trademark to that, so he can't legally call it War Games, but it's War Games. Inner Circle won the match. They get the advantage for the Blood and Guts War Games match. And then afterwards, Jericho went on a big rant about how Inner Circle is superior, they're the best, and he decreed that no fans would be allowed at any AEW shows going forward. Didn't matter if the world is saved tomorrow, they're still not allowed to the shows, which I honestly just started laughing my ass off at that. I thought it was, it's classic Jericho. I mean, I love Chris Jericho. He, to me, he can do no wrong. That was fun. And then Jericho kept emphasizing, because the Inner Circle, they still have five, and the Elite, they're one person short. And then in the middle of his speech, we see a little drone lower down into the frame, and us wrestling fans know that drone to be Vanguard One. And then little bit of piano music comes on a little bit later, and they cut to a balcony, and we see the Broken One himself, Matt Hardy, with a red streak in his hair instead of the white streak. So yeah, we all knew it was happening anyways, but yes, Matt Hardy officially is Elite. So he will be the fifth man filling in for Nick Jackson in the Blood and Guts match happening on AEW Dynamite next week. Yes, it's next week, because I had to remember it's on the 25th. 25th is next Wednesday. And that's awesome. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be great to see Matt Hardy finally be able to use his full creativity that he was not able to do as the Woken Matt Hardy in WWE, which that broke my heart because it was such a wasted opportunity. And because I love Matt Hardy, and I was hesitant with the Broken You character in the beginning, but I came around to it eventually and loved it. The final deletion was great. The was it Delete or Decay was great, and then the Great War that happened at Bound for Glory with Matt and Jeff taking on the Decay, I think was what they were called. It was Abyss and Crazy Steve and Rosemary. That was cool. And then they had the Ultimate Deletion with Bray Wyatt. That was cool. I enjoyed that, but after that, it's like, I don't know. But it's good to see him, back to, where Matt wanted to be. So that'll be great. But I do like that this time Matt, didn't leave WWE on bad terms. He, with he in his video when his contract expired, he was very gracious and spoke very positively about them, which is good and much better than how he did it the first time in 2010, where he just outright shit on them completely. And but yeah, to me, so as of right now, I mean, I haven't watched NXT yet. I'm gonna watch it later, but as of right now, AEW so far is winning in the empty arena shows. So as of this recording, and we'll see how SmackDown goes this week, and we'll see, and I'll check out later how NXT went, and we'll see how WWE goes on with the rest of the empty arena shows that they're going to be doing. In other wrestling news, when I was gathering up my notes to do for my predictions podcast for WrestleMania in a couple weeks, I've learned from WWE.com that Jushin Thunder Liger is also going to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, so that's awesome. And I'm just curious as to if they're going to actually do a Hall of Fame ceremony since they canceled all the other Tampa events for WrestleMania weekend. So I mean, I'm assuming they'll do a smaller ceremony at the Performance Center like they're doing for WrestleMania, but we'll see how that goes. And what else is going on in the world? More movies and stuff that's been pushed off and canceled. They postponed production for The Batman right now in Scotland. I think they're still in Scotland. And Black Widow has been postponed indefinitely, which, indefinitely is not really a good word. I mean, and first time I ever heard the word indefinitely was back in 1996, when Gorilla Monsoon opened up Monday Night Raw to announce the indefinite suspension of the Ultimate Warrior at that time, which later on I realized that he was fired for whatever the reasons were at the time, because there's conflicting stories from both sides. But yeah, you know, hearing the word indefinitely, yeah, it's kind of a scary thing. Yeah, I not sure. In with Black Widow, I mean, they could always put that on Disney Plus, but I don't know if they would, if they're gonna actually do something like that, because there would be money that they're losing by putting it on Disney Plus, because, you know, they wanted to have people go to the theaters to see it and hope that it would be another billion-dollar hit for them. But, you know, but a lot of these studios now are putting their movies that were in theaters, most recently, putting them on video on demand streaming early, like Birds of Prey is on streaming, Rise of Skywalker is on streaming, Invisible Man, The Hunt, I think, is on right now as well. And I think that's what they're gonna do for the for the foreseeable future with certain movies, not all of them, but certain ones. Because, yeah, Birds of Prey will be on streaming, I think, next week. Rise of Skywalker is already on streaming. Invisible Man is on streaming. The Hunt, and I think there's a couple more. I can't bother to look them up right now. But yeah, it's getting a little crazier out there. It's, but the thing with Birds of Prey being on streaming, and I've seen so many people on Facebook and Twitter responding to it as if they are completely oblivious to what's going on in the world right now. Saying, like, you know, when Birds promoting Birds of Prey on streaming, you know, whatever, and people are like, oh, see, this movie flopped so hard, it's already on digital. Like, are you fucking dense? I mean, pay attention to the damn world, to the world that's going on. Do you pay attention to the news? Like, you're on social media. You should see, you know, COVID-19, coronavirus shit every 5 seconds. That level of ignorance just irritates me so much. It really does. It really, really does. And if only you can see the look on my face right now, I am... Yeah, it's just, you know, I understand that there's people who didn't like the Birds of Prey movie. I understand that. That's fine. That's their choice. I happen to love it, and I'm looking forward to watching it again, whether I buy the digital, you know, the digital download or the eventual Blu-ray release, whenever that will be. And it's, and the funny thing is, a lot of people that I've seen shitting on the movie are people who didn't even see it at all. I've seen a lot of that, and that's just like, you're shitting on the movie that you didn't even bother to see, and you're acting like you're speaking about it as if you know what it is, and you don't. Like, I've seen so many people talk about, like, oh, SJW bullshit, blah blah blah. Like, did you see the movie? No, why would I watch it? Well, then that explains it. You didn't watch it, so you can't comment on what actually was in the movie. You're only going by what other people told you was going to be in the movie. You know, ignorance of this world just, but yeah, you know, everything shutting down right now because of the virus, it's insanity out there. You know, and I already spoke about that a couple of times. You know, it's just, it's insanity. Just nobody knows what's going to happen at this point. I mean, you know, hearing about different celebrities that are testing positive for it, and hearing other stories of, you know, regular civilians that can't get tested because they're not showing symptoms, or the tests aren't available to them. It's ridiculous. It's, we're living in mad times right now. And there's different stories going around of this could go on until July or August. Others saying this could go on for a year. Others are saying that we'll be fine by June. You know, it's like, I don't know what to believe at this point. It's insanity. And people that are, you know, panic buying in bulk, not without considering that maybe other people out there need it more than they do. Like I was actually watching a video, like, earlier this morning of a worker at some store. I don't know what store it was. He brought out, like, a little, like, those little, like, wooden pallets with a stack of toilet paper, and as soon as he laid it on the ground, they were all snatched within seconds. People grabbing multiple packs, and it's like, do you really need that many packs of toilet paper? I mean, I understand, people are self-quarantining or, social distancing, whatever you want to call it, for like 2 weeks or whatever. But it's like, to me, I just think to myself, like how many times are you going to the bathroom that you need that much toilet paper? I mean, the pack of toilet paper I've had it for about 2 months, and I've only just got to the second roll. Oh. But then again, when I go to the bathroom, it's mostly just because I drink a lot of water now, and just, trying to live a healthier life, trying to be healthier. Even before all this, virus panic, I was made it my not a resol not a New Year's resolution. I don't do those anymore. Just, a promise to myself that I was gonna try to live a healthier life, and I've been trying to do that. Like I said, I'm snacking on little mandarin oranges. For as my breakfast, since I didn't have a full breakfast today. And I'm trying to exercise more as well. I feel like that's kind of working, but not completely working. But it's baby steps. It's a process. It's not gonna happen overnight. I'm not gonna wake up tomorrow morning and be jacked like Henry Cavill. So, it'd be nice if I was, but that's a fantasy. It's not gonna happen. But I'm just trying to pass the time, while everyone is in a panic. I have this podcast that I'm recording for you right now to help keep my mind off of some of that madness. Reading a lot more, reading my books again. Watching more movies, catching up on other excuse me. On shows on Disney Plus and Hulu, well, not Hulu, but Tubi and other stuff on YouTube. Like, NWA uploaded their 70th anniversary show on their YouTube channel. I think it was 70th. Well, it was called NWA 70. It was headlined by Nick Aldis and Cody Rhodes for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. I'll watch that sometime this weekend. I'm watching some of the Blu-ray movies that I haven't watched since I purchased them. Like Alita: Battle Angel and the Godfather trilogy, Scarface. I'm gonna watch The Lighthouse again later tonight. See if it's just as mad as I remembered the first time I watched it 2 months ago. Shazam, that's another one that I'm planning on watching again. I only watched it once. It's when I bought the Blu-ray a couple months ago. I remembered loving it, but I'm gonna watch it again sometime soon. And try to get back into writing again as well. When I was in high school, that was my dream. I wanted to become a writer, and my goal was to either be a New York Times bestselling author or an Academy Award-winning screenwriter. Which it could still happen for me. I'm only 33, so who knows what could happen in the future. But I remember I was writing a I started it by writing a novel, and I was about five chapters in. There was a novel inspired by the song "Youth of the Nation" by POD. Great song, probably my favorite song by them. I had it saved on a flash drive that I always kept with me. And like whenever I was feeling inspired, I would add some stuff to it. And while I was in school, taking classes to become a medical assistant, I somehow lost that flash drive. I don't know what happened to it, where it ended up. Hopefully nobody has it. And if they do, fuck. But yeah, I don't have anything else. I don't have anything. I don't have it saved anywhere else that I know of, at least. That I'm able to access, and it's just frustrating. It's been 5 years since I lost that flash drive, and I'm still not over it. And I don't think I'll ever be over it, because I'd been writing that story since 2004, when I was still in high school. And 10 years of my life writing that story, and it's gone. It's frustrating. People who have creative minds like that, and are artists like that, when you work so hard on something, and then it's just some kind of fuck up, and then it's gone forever. It stays with you. You never truly get over it. And when you're trying to be creative in other endeavors, of a similar, type, those memories of losing that past work, they do circle around in your mind. They do run around in your head, and it can fuck with you pretty good. It can. But yeah, I'm trying to at least move forward from that and try to get back into writing. Maybe restart writing that story. Hopefully it'll be better this time. And getting back into drawing, I haven't done that in a very long time. That's another one. But with drawing, I feel like I have to be inspired by something in order to start drawing something, because I can't just decide, hey, I'm just gonna draw this. Like, no, I only draw when I'm feeling inspired. And it's been a long time since I've felt inspired to draw something. I honestly can't tell you when was the last time I actually drew something. But if you follow me on, Facebook or whatever, you can see some of my drawings. Or if you want to chat with me on Twitter or Instagram, or if you're connected with me on Vero, just hey, ask me to see one of my drawings, and I'll show you. But yeah, that's what I'm doing to pass the time, to until hopefully this madness calms down eventually, which it will, just not sure when. And the way the media keeps hyping everything up. Not saying that we shouldn't take it seriously, because it is a serious situation, but just start every night the news starts with death and panic and chaos and blah 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 blah. Not reporting on any of the good news that's been coming out of this. All they report on is this person dead, that person dead, this person's sick, this person's dead, that, this. Reporting only the negative stuff is what creates the panic that so many people have right now. And that's why we have people that are buying overstock of these items and not leaving any for the people who truly need it. And then people fighting each other over it as well. It's like I've been saying over the last couple of weeks, just we need to be good to each other. We need to treat each other right. We need to look out for each other. Stop, don't be petty. Don't fight. This is now what is the time more than ever that we need to be united and take care of each other and look out for each other. And we only get one life in this world. Let's not waste it fighting and being hateful and being selfish and not caring what our actions mean or how they will impact others around us. Because like the words that I'm saying right now, I don't know what they could mean to somebody listening to me. I have no way of knowing that. So I try to be careful with what I say. Yeah, I might every now and then I might say something stupid. I'm human. Like earlier I was talking about, the ignorance of people blindly hating of something that they know nothing about, with regard to birds of prey. But just I'm someone that tries to promote hope and optimism and positivity, like Superman. Superman is a symbol of hope, and I try to, that's what I try to promote, and, you know, I try to send positive and happy thoughts all around the world, and to the people who decide to click on this and listen whenever I upload these things on, you know, on YouTube or Spotify or wherever. And just, you know, words can impact a lot of things, you know, so you have to be mindful of what you're saying. Like if you want to say something that, like, if you're in a moment of passion and you want to say something, take 2 seconds to stop, think about what you're saying, you know, and think to yourself, how would I feel if somebody was saying this to me? Or if you have children, if somebody was saying this to your children, or if your child was saying it to somebody else, you know, take a moment to think about that. See how you feel about that, and then decide if you still want to say it. No, that's just my mindset, you know. But and the funny thing with all this madness and insanity and panic, I'm looking out my window right now and it's beautiful, bright, sunny. And just, I look outside and I see the blue skies, a few white clouds, and just, it calms me. It's, you know, it makes me feel like we're gonna be all right. And listening to Jim Brewer talking about the New York Mets that I have paused on my TV right now makes me smile. You know, and let's all try to do things that make us smile right now, because that's all we can do. I guess that's gonna be it. I don't really have much else to say right now. I do thank you all for tuning in and listening to this. I hope you heard something that you might have liked, and if not, well, I'm sorry for that. And if you're not subscribed already, please subscribe to the Minute Science Podcast on Spotify, Google Podcast, CastBox, Radio Public, Breaker, YouTube, wherever you can find the podcast. Follow me on Twitter at IamFozitude for any and all podcast information, or if you just want to chat with me, like I mentioned before. Same with Instagram at Fozitude and Vero at Fozitude. You can chat with me on any of those social media sites if you're on them. Donate to my Patreon, you know, my Hall of Justice, as I call it, $1 a month. The link is in the description. You can, if you want to, you don't have to. I understand if you're not able to at the moment. Checking out my Minitized Podcast store for shirts, stickers, and hoodies, and phone cases, and pillows, and whatever else that I got on there. That's in the description as well. But again, because everyone, you know, the situation that we're all in, I'll completely understand if you don't want to pay for any of that right now. Completely get it. No worries. And also, you can check out my previous uploads that I have on here for my retro film reviews, my classic wrestling pay-per-views, my worst to best videos and podcasts, my other movie reviews, my other podcast episodes, and like I said, again, thank you so much for listening and subscribing and watching if you're on YouTube. I love and appreciate every single one of you who do. I truly, 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 genuinely do. And I hope you all are taking care of yourselves, taking care of your loved ones, staying safe, staying healthy, and keeping yourself busy. And this has been the Minitites Podcast. My name is Julian, and I will see you all next time. I love you all. Have a nice day.